What's good? I am back. Another live from Vietnam music reviews. Normally I go Saturdays, at 5 p.m. Eastern. I decided to go today. My submissions are piling up. And if I start getting enough submissions, I'm going to start going every single day. So I got about 13, 14 tracks loaded up here. If anybody wants to skip the lines, we are doing a $5 skip the line. Don't forget, these music reviews are brought to you by Promo Palace LLC. Check us out at promopalace.biz. And actually, before I get into these music reviews, let's go ahead and hit you with a commercial.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard the beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions, please go to promopalace.biz. I recommend YouTube and TikTok promotion as Spotify is dead. Sorry, but Spotify is dead, people. Y'all should have never let Spotify dictate your music in the first place. Shouts out to Yagfu. Look like Yagfu joined on Instagram. Official dot 402 joined on Instagram. Appreciate you. And Big Mike, appreciate you tuning in as well. Let me zoom this out so I can see it. Big Mike, MMA265. And appreciate whoever's tuning in right now on Facebook and YouTube as well. Please comment. Let me know who's here. Oh, what up? What up, Chili? Too Cold? Appreciate you tuning in. We got Luciano. Okay, you got live music reviews on your page right now. That's what's up. So we're going to get into it. Remember, like, I don't listen to none of this music before I review it. Get the MP3s, download them. I don't only do just hip-hop. We do all genres on here. This is a music, interviews, news, and reviews show. So we might have R&B track, pop, country, reggae, death metal, hip-hop, and the works. All right, let's get into it. We're going to start with the first one, and it's LB Sickening featuring, see, make sure we got this right. LB Sickening featuring J-Biz R, G-Money, and One Man Crew. And this is called Ain't Shit. Let's get into it.
J-Biz R, kicking it with the homie LB Sickening, doing the shit for the underground. Ohio underground.
Don't come around these parts running your lips.
Shit proud,
you
gon'
fuck
saying
around and get tested with a
are you motherfuckers
talk
claiming to have the motherfucking
hit
crown on?
Please comment yay, nay, or okay. Let me know what you think about these tracks.
I watch you fall apart immediately. We all trying to be the dopest. I feed that autopilot lyricist. Like my ketamine and doses. It become all about conspiracy. Get my head into a focus. I take them eddies very sparingly. I don't get in comatosis. I make them motions in a boat ship while I'm there in the ocean. How to mess some cold fish when a hoe flip. Got a brand new potion. My mixed emotions. See the whole glitch through the hocus pocus. See rappers so pissed. Wanna throw this while your man be smoking. Don't bark like you bout it. Unless you bout to be rough. Your concept seem bout it, but your content that don't want to be some big status. Got to be something dope. Don't go starting up no static. Let your beast mode be goat.
Don't come around these parts running your lips. You gon' fuck around and get tested with a grip. Talk shit, get hit. You gon' get your wig split. Cause you punk ass wanna be gangsters ain't shit.
Fake motherfuckers always talking so hard like they live their life in the streets. I see it every day, it's all around me, and I think that shit's so weak. You got a mom and dad that work their ass off so you can just go and act a fool. Get your ass up out this game and take your dumb ass back to school. I'm talking about these motherfuckers, they make me sick. Up chuck what's left in my guts.
Walk up to that boy, put your hands on him. It'll prove he ain't got no nuts. He's calling me names, yeah, I'm this and that. Keyboard warrior on Facebook. But you see him in real life and he won't say shit. Most time you leave him shook. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not much of a fighter, but I'm better when it comes down to it. I'm a songwriter and I'll get you where it hurts. Have your whole family and your career in the dirt. What's worse when it hurts? All bruise or a word, a punch in the face, a rumor you heard. Is it just a story? Did it really happen? Did he kill himself cause of someone's rapping? You can talk all that shit, but you put your hands on me, I think it'd be bad for us both. Now we both locked up in the same jail.
I'm gonna give that one a okay. I think the production could be a little bit better. Probably not a single, more of an album cut. Did like the flows. They weren't too bad. It was recorded okay. Let's get into the next one. Kid featuring BG Yellow Tape. Yeah, I say Kid featuring BG Yellow Tape. Let's get into it.
Yellow Tape, white shows. Real niggas in the building.
Facts. I can't fake it till I make it. I ain't trying to impress nobody. I'd rather make it and then fake it. Just to tell you that I ain't got it. Ice on my neck and none of my feet, cause I'm still sliding. Face big as fuck on a flyer. Pop out and hard to find her. You could tell the way she act in public, how she gonna be in private. They call me Kid, but I can't stand no bitch that's childish. No. You know how them all be wildin'. Get anyone, have some money with you. That's why you always see the baddest bitches with the ugliest niggas. And I always had the baddest bitches. Being the ugliest nigga, told her that a girl don't fuck with her. If I can't fuck her with her, gangsta really rap what I be living. I just cooled off, that hoe been getting dick down. She just chilled out cause I'm doing on. So fuck your love if that shit ain't coming with no loyalty. Walmart niggas trying to target me. Real street nigga, look both ways before crossing me. Rest in peace to Soldier Slim, welcome home to BG. I got downtown in a headlock. Pitching stones like bedrock, money long like dreadlock. Say that shit that you saying now. Nah. I can't fuck up the party, 40 pointers in the car, they big chain looking frosty. Bump nigga, say you sorry, bump me, I get it started. Old girl looking salty, I don't do too much talking. Don't post, you could call me. Shitting on them, broke the toilet, dripping on them, fix the faucet. Culling in double pocket, did my big one from New Orleans. Like BG, chain all rats, get in the coffin. Know I stay with it on me, you can't get nothing off me. I'm killing this shit, I might pick up some charges. You know I'm going retarded. You ain't putting no work, you atonement. I hope God with you.
Hold
if
up,
you cross
kid. Touchdown to cause hell. Did 12 in Excel. Could have been home 10 years ago. Wouldn't snitch, wouldn't tell. Late nights saying prayers. Real nigga finally here. You suckers time up. 2024 is real nigga year. Can't believe nothing you hear. Especially when it's from a square. My name too solid for you to smear. Solid sense of high chill. Chisel back to the basics.
I hate to do it, man. I'm giving that an A. I ain't even hear no hook. Kid was like off beat like a motherfucker. Beat wasn't, it was aight, but yeah, like that wasn't a really good track at all, man. I wouldn't do nothing with that track. Like, and you know, before I get to the next track, like artists, stop getting features with these artists just because you think their name is big enough to bring a certain amount of traffic or whatnot. Are they still gonna get on there and actually spit a hot verse, really do their thing? BG sounded better than Kid, but I ain't feeling that at all. I'm giving that an A. I'm sorry. And you know what's crazy? I got that from DJ King Flo out of France. Everything he usually sends is bangers, but I'm gonna have to go with an A on that one. Yeah, definitely not a single at all. It just wasn't really that good. All right, let's get into Luann Hunt, Ghost of a Simpler Time.
Where is our America and the golden days? nights. Library books and radios. American dreams shining bright.
I'm gonna have to agree with Chili on this one, man. I wanted to give it an okay, but respectfully, like he said, I'm gonna have to give it a nay. I was just waiting for a breakdown, a change up, something to take it to the another level. I really don't like these tracks that are really slow tempo to mellow like that. I typically prefer some energy in my tracks. But it definitely, I mean, there's a market for it, but it's not my cup of tea. All right, let's get into Souls of Steel, Never Ending Machine. Had to go with another yay, man. It's just all over the place for me, man. It was just all over the place a little too much. And I'm not a death metal expert, but there's some death metal tracks that I definitely would yay, and that ain't one of them. I can't even do an okay on that one. It's just all over the place for me. So let's get into the next one. This artist actually has two songs, so you know how it works. If they get a nay on the first song, we don't review the second. Let's get into Tiffany Lewis Self.
Remember what your mother told you, to never let the world control you. If you ever need someone to know ya, know yourself. Know yourself. It gets so hard to be visible amongst the visible. When you're holding on to things you can't let go, your reflection is your only obstacle. Round and round we go, where we stop, no one knows. Up and down we go, this is life, I suppose. We are not who we used to be, the story's getting old. Reality's a dream, it seems a fairy tale unfolds. Remember what your mother told ya. Someone to know ya, know yourself, know yourself,
know yourself.
The world is full of greed, intoxication everywhere. Underneath we all the same,
hateful face. Why do you care? I see angel in the faces of the.
Let's see what the comments are saying. Shouts out to Phoenix Sun. Appreciate you. Yeah, send a new track. Chili said vocal mix is crazy. He's giving it a yay. I'm going to go with an okay, man. I wanted more out of that track. Definitely not a single. Definitely not a single. This is the thing, people. Typically, when you're making a single, you typically want to make sure it's a song that can hit on radio or hit on the clubs. I mean, because only other kind of hits is like, you know, YouTube hits. I mean, because a TikTok hit is the same thing as a club hit, pretty much. A dance, you know, dance records usually that pop off on TikTok and stuff like that. Unless some influencer brings back an old, like, now you got this wave of old 70s and 80 records being rebroke on TikTok because these influencers got so much of a following. They could take a record and for the 70s that this new generation don't know about and break it again. But yeah, you know, if you're trying to make a single, you want to make sure it's something that's going to pop on radio typically or pop on, in the clubs and more the clubs than anything. Cause it's hard. It's impossible to break a song on radio, but at the same time, a lot of these hits are still like hits that typically can be on radio. We said we got some more submissions. Just hit the line. $5 Cash App. Promo Palace LLC is my Cash App. Submit the MP3 plus screenshots to livefromfayetteknam@gmail.com. Northside, baby, I got your email and probably get to it probably this Saturday. If not, I might get to it later. Depends on how I feel, man. Let's get into the next one. The producer next door, Umu X. No lyrics here soon. I'm about to fade this out. We don't review instrumentals. I ain't hearing no lyrics. That's not a song. I don't review instrumentals. I mean, if you had some vocals over it, it might be a good record. It'd be a good club record, good dance record. But yeah, let's go to the next one. I'm not even going to give it a review. Top Dre, Love Life. Oh man, this
Top Dre
mix is too low, man. It's already too low. I gotta turn the vocals up.
Like every night, like every night. I'm gonna take flight. Set my goals to new height. Trips to Vegas, see the fight. Cameras out, I love the life. I love vibes, I love life. I'm a legend, it's no hype. Smash gang, every night. Smash shows like every night. See, I'm gonna take flight. Set my goals to new height. Trips to Vegas, to see the fight. Cameras out, I love the life. Love vibes, I love life. I'm a legend, it's no hype. Top Dre, I say pipe. Not a wall, I just might. Just might be here at night. Global status, I take flight. Future looking real bright. We showing up with that check right. We bring no models on site. Stand up just like a kite. We posted like a street light. Vibes night, it's all white. This grind got us all right. Haters ain't here to invite. We posted like a street light. Vibes night, it's all white. This grind got us all right. Haters ain't getting invited. Smash gang, every night. Smash shows like every night. This year I'm gonna take flight. Gonna set my goals to new heights. Trips to Vegas to see the fight. Cameras out, I love the life. Love vibes, I love life. I'm a legend, it's no hype. Smash gang, every night.
I'm gonna go with an okay, man. Top Dre, man. I don't know who you have mixing down and recording your records, man. Tell them to do a better mix. Work on those levels, man. Every time you send a track, I gotta turn it up to almost 100, man. If I gotta turn it up to 100, your mix is not good, man. And just for your mix not being good, I don't care if you got you sound like the next coming to Nas, man. I can't give you a yay if your mix doesn't sound good. Yeah, definitely. Chili Too Cold is right, man. Like, what are we doing here, man? Like, are we gonna be amateurs forever, or are we gonna step into the professional world, man? Like, that's part of the reason why, like, a lot of these so-called trash artists that y'all be talking about be making it, man, because everything else that they doing has high quality. Yeah, you might say the song ain't high quality, but the recording be high quality, the visuals be high quality. So, you know, you can't sacrifice quality. Quality is everything in every business, man. Why? Let's think about it. Why did Chick-fil-A take over as the number one fast food on the planet? They make more money than McDonald's now. Why is that? Quality. Quality. Those chicken sandwiches have way better quality than those little crappy burgers, and those fries are not even, they're not even real potatoes from what I heard. Like, as my man Prince Poe from Organized Confusion calls them, the science sticks. You know, back in the days, the fries used to curl this way and that way when you used to get them. Now they all just standing straight up, man. How the hell is that? Quality, people. Quality. I don't care what you're doing, man. Quality always wins. The person who got the top quality always making money, man. People will pay for quality. Same thing with the dope game. Man, nobody hardly buying mids now and Reggies, as we call it. Everybody's buying Loud, and of course now they're going to vapes and stuff like that. But even then, the quality of that is still better than what we called Reggie Miller and mids. I just get into Accent Party. Death metal ones take a while for the lyrics to drop in. I'm gonna give it a second. I knew it. I wanted to give that a yay, man. But guess what? I had to turn it up. The mix was not good enough, man. The mix was not good enough. And for that sake, I got to give it okay, man. I don't care how dope your song is, man. It could sound, like I said, you could sound like the second coming to Nas if the quality is not good, man. I can't give it a yay. go back, re-record this or something, man. Like, it, well, I got to turn it up from 50 to like 70 something, 80, man. Your mix ain't right, man. But I actually like the record. I actually like the record. It's just the mix could be better. All right, we about to really get into it now. Matter of fact, you know what? Yeah, we about to get into it. Terminology, Acrobat, and Conflict. Too far. Well, hold on, we got a comment coming in. I would say okay. The vibe was there. Yeah, I like the vibe of it, man. You're right, Chili. I like the vibe, but the mix wasn't. And you know what? You've been staying with me this whole time, man. I'm about to make sure I download your record right now. We're gonna get to your record. Probably after we get to this this Terminology record. Terminology, Acrobat, and Conflict. I could already tell you that this is probably gonna be a yay. If it's got Terminology in it, man, it's more likely gonna be a yay. But let's get into it.
That I have spoken about have been fundamentally based on science. Sometimes those things were inconvenient truths for people. So if you are trying to, you know, get at me, you're attacking science. And anybody that looks at what's going on clearly sees that. You have to go to sleep not to see that.
I'm in the 1%, no Illuminati. Hand me the mic, I'll rock the party.
That's the yay. That's already yay.
Try to keep you terrified. Wool covering your eyes. It's a blatant sign. They can do whatever they want. And you just fall in line. It's all by design. And it's for the dollar sign. They trademarked the name of the virus. They knew the whole time. Believe nothing I hear. Not even what I see. Especially from the news on the TV. Every day it's a new scandal. Covered on your news channel. Red and blue ties full of new lies. Twist. I'm on some rock shit. Spoon feed you a little knowledge over guitar riffs. Never spent a day in no college. I just been making my dollars. Letting this ink drip on these block strips.
Everything goes the way it's meant to go. Oh, but can we trust these medical professionals? I reckon so. Others reckon I. But I caught a seizure just a few minutes after the second shot. Luckily for me, I was in the whip with wifey. Bumping that new ology and getting hypey. Now I can only hope that I made the right choice. Paranoid with CBS on the phone. I use my white voice. Now Elon wanna microchip the babies. Hardwired in brains. Cycle shit is crazy. They control the narrative and say we hate each other. And only celebrate us when we berate each other. No college don't mean that you're less aware. I dropped out of mine and now I'm a professor there. So fuck the whole edifice of your prejudice. Acting term, drop gems on you germs. Effortless.
Hide yourself in the fear factor. This is years after pull from the pit of a paid pastor. This is a new.
I'm going with a yay on that one, and that might be song of the day so far. I definitely love the subject matter on that, and I'm gonna use my white voice like he said. I love what he said about the. He's talking about they knew about the COVID. That's why they already had the name and all that and stuff like that. I'm gonna throw on my conspiracy hat, man. I mean, you know, when somebody gets rich off things like this, I definitely think, you know, that it was intentional. I definitely think it was intentional, but you know, that's for another episode. Let's get into the FODS, My Fine Derangement. Hold on, we got some comments. With the white voice. Trademark the virus. They knew the whole time. Sheesh. I know, right, man? That got me too right there. That got me too. Phoenix Sun said that's hot. Yeah, that's our cup of tea right there, Phoenix. And I got your song loaded in too, since you've been in here rocking with me. We're gonna get to yours one here really shortly. And Chili Too Cold, after I get to the FODS, we got you up next. The FODS, My Fine Derangement.
Time one can see. human race mentality. The scared are weak, the mean are small. Lonely, lost, the evil crawl. Gridlock.
Actually like that, man. Actually like that. I'm going with a yay. He said, bro, almost sounds like Jack Black. Top Dre ATL, appreciate you tuning in. He said, shouts out to Paul Pickett. That is my government name, for those that don't know. Yeah, I'm giving that a yay, man. And we're going to get to a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back with that Chili 2 code back on business. And let's pull up this commercial, and we'll be right back. Gonna hit you with the chip foo.
Tropical drink. Stop.
Me and my team whenever we link up, they're gonna be drink up. We sit and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the bars and I'm not talking drink up. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup up. And tell the waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting list, another waiting for that tropical twist. That'll kick in your taste buds. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the
drizzle.
I really mean it. You could Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice and it's nice. Want to order your very own bottle or bottles? Go to DizzleBrand.com. We also got the cans out with four different flavors. We got the Red Bottom, Mango Rita, and Sangria, and Dizzle on the Beach as well that you could order. Go to DizzleBrand.com. And that was the one and only chip food from the Foo Snickens. All right, let's get into it. Get into the next one. We got Chili Too Cold. Says it's a snippet. Back on business. See what we got here.
Fell off for a minute. Now I'm up, I need all my bitches, keep it tucked in my britches. I come from the trench, now I'm back on business. Ha. Yeah, I'm back on business, keep weight, I'm about my fitness. Sip, drink, till it hurt my kidneys. Bring the whole team with me, with me. Ha. Cause I'm back on business, I'm back on.
Put me back in the game, coach. I swear I've been balling out. I've been putting that motherfucking work in. Clucked in while they calling out. Falling out with the plug like the socket loose. Said he keep me tapped in, but don't got the juice. Dick swinging like I got a lot to prove. Trying to have motion with sharks. Come and jump in that ocean with not to do. Don't never let them see you drip a bead of sweat. Make moves, never ever where your people at. Pay them dudes with no. Don't be a hoe, that's how you end up with a reaper at. Being home in my craft until I snap. Me with the bitches like looking Morty in the lab. Only 19, but kept a 40 in my lab. Really went on them trips. I've been supported by the trap.
Fell off for a minute. Now I'm up. I need all my bitches. Keep it tucked in my britches. I come from the trench. Now I'm back on business. Ha. Yeah, I'm back on business. Keep weight. I'm about my business. Sip, drink till it hurt my kidneys. Bring the whole team with me. With me. Ha. Cause I'm back on business. I'm back on.
I ain't even have to fade that one out. I like that record. I'm gonna give it an okay though, man. Probably more of an album cut, maybe not so much a single. But I like the voice change ups, and I can say Chili Too Cold is living in Vietnam, and definitely from the trenches. Definitely from the trenches, because Vietnam. I mean, I seen a post recently. They trying to compare Vietnam to Chicago now. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, we got the name. Like, that's the thing. We had Vietnam before Chicago had Chirac. We've been called Vietnam long before they called Chicago Chirac. We got our name from Vietnam. So, you know. But keep them coming, Chili. Keep them coming. Let's get into Drazmatic feature Pace One. And we got Pace One. We'll be interviewing him soon. I think next month we got Pace One on Live from Vietnam. So stay tuned for that. Let's get into this. Dramatic. Drazmatic and Pace One.
Okay, since niggas wanna play, all tough acting like tenactin'. Homie, you're not the only one about that action. You might break out like an allergic reaction. When the things start blasting, you're the first to gain traction. Whatever you trying to sell, you can't forget it. We ain't coming to purchase no wolf tickets. I'm a man first, bitch, I'm about my business. Bread, protect my assets. Nobody cares about your bomb threats. I'ma stand on what I said no matter how wild it gets. There's nothing to discuss. Niggas bleed just like us, like Biggie. And the everyday struggle, niggas will knock your hustle. 10 times out of 10, it's niggas with no hustle. That's why nowadays I keep my gun on my waist. And I'm about that nightlife like Young Z and Pace.
We keep our fingers on the triggers and niggas wonder why. Living in New Jersey is do or die. We keep our fingers on the triggers and niggas wonder why. We're living in Trenton is do or die. We keep our fingers on the triggers and niggas wonder why. We're living in the bricks is do or die. We keep our fingers on the triggers and niggas wonder why. We're living in New Jersey is do or die.
Yeah. Women cried, children screamed, and men bled. Don't ever disrespect me, like M said. I'll bust a couple hot ones in your friend's head. Lay him down like he's underneath a bedspread. I'm in the zone, I've got it sewn like red thread. North to Florida, Cali back to Hempstead.
Yo, I'm going with a yay, man. That's a dope track, man. It's not a single. That's the thing. A lot of these, guess boom bap sounding tracks are not really singles for the mainstream. But it's still yay, man. The flow, delivery, lyrics, the beat was dope as hell, man. Everything Drazmatic is pumping out is fire as hell, man. But it's still not a single though. That's the thing. Like the underground singles are so much different. I mean, I guess for underground artists, I guess it could be a single. I probably wouldn't push it a single. Even as an underground artist, I still think your singles should be more catered to radio and clubs and people that feel like you're selling out if you make a radio record or a club record. I mean, let's pump the brakes here, man. The goal in the music business is to sell out tours, to sell out merchandise, to sell out everything, you know. We're trying to sell out everywhere we go. So, like, I hate when cats are like, yeah, if I do this, I'm going to be selling. A perfect example is, like, Styles P, Locked Up. He didn't really want to do that record, man. But I think we got everything we wanted out of that record. You got a catchy hook. You got a dope beat. And you got Styles P still being Styles P and having one of his biggest hit records ever because that propelled Akon's career. You know? Yeah, you got to have the crowd pleasers on deck. I know that's right. All right, we got a few more tracks to get into. We got another one for Tiffany Lewis. Let's get into it One Night.
Wrong that I miss you.
I'm going to go with an okay on this one, too. Probably more of an album cut, not a single. And that's the thing. Like, she got a good voice. She could sing. But that's not enough in this business. It's just not enough. And the typical formula for a hit song is dope beat, catchy hook. The hook wasn't really catchy. Like, you know, people got to understand, man, the average music consumer doesn't make music. They don't make music. So if you make the song harder to follow or harder to recite, it's hard for the average music fan to recite because they don't make music, you know. They're not musicians. You know, like, try reciting Twista's rhymes. Like, who can recite Twista's rhymes? That's why, like, the only time he had hit records was with Kanye. You know, because you can't recite a whole Twista rhyme. And it was mainly because the hook and the beat. The hook and the beat. You know, it didn't. Nobody cared about what Twista said on any of those hit records with Kanye. And one of those overnight celebrity was a sample from Lenny Williams, who we interviewed some months back here on Live for Vietnam. That was everything, was the beat and the hook. Like, repetitive hooks, catchy hooks, dope beats. That's the typical formula for a hit record, because an average music consumer, they need something as simple as possible so they can recite it, because they're not musicians. They're not into this reciting complex stuff because they don't write complex music. You know, and that's just for the singles, you know. And I don't think, just know that I don't judge this music based off of, do I feel it's a single or not? I'm judging it solely off what I feel about the track. If it's a dope record, it's a dope record. But some dope records are not singles. And some singles are not dope records. All right, we got two more. Let's get into Phoenix Sun President. See what you got for me. Last record was super dope.
The boy fares not fleshly. If I ran God's head, nigga run for president. If I may or not, it's not for questioning. I got a baby, now my options not feeling us. My doppelganger probably the mayor or your residence. I'm going hammer maintenance, man, I'm omnilent. Life is fair as I will in possibilities. I don't play around, don't mistake the one for second string. I'm on the field now and think I better shit to see. How you gon' win if you ain't right within? What you inviting in? RSVP to benevolence. RIP the devil's intentions, I'm at the better shit. For muscle in the ghetto, see your establishment. They be throwing shade, but they ain't never did real shadow work. I took a break, but being broke can't make my vision shatter. Yet said I'm great, hey, still doing excellent through the fairs, huh? I'ma go from being broke to nigga broke a record, huh? I'm talking being woke to nigga woke the masses up. No gray area, when I black, it's smoke for everyone. My status open carry, only flash it when I flare the gun. I done seen malevolent intent, I pass when I'm testing. Ain't passive aggressive, so to keep passing, I'm not impressed with y'all. I gave passes when I didn't have to pass the ball. Spazzing, full of passion, running past them, I just clear the score. Front and center, make the basketball like a shacking ball. That window glass would have broke down, so I'm passive for sure. But I'm passive, I'm present, I forgive them. But stupid ass games with embarrassing ass presence. My pen give a mass hysteria, I am gifted. Let this blast in your stereo, just the ancestors. Once did the dash in the Chevy Cooper, skipping every exit. Before I ever deliver food, was bumping every record. To good kid, mad city, disposing evidence. Hard head, glass city, do hella rocks and gems in it. Biggest y'all ever see my hand hidden? No, never. Less it's just nothing business, it's like rock, paper, scissors shit.
I'm gonna go with an okay, man. I like the beat, like the delivery. Phoenix, man, you know, your voice is crazy, man. It's like, you sound like a New Orleans / New York. You got like a New Orleans voice with a / New York flow and style, man. It's crazy to me, man. Definitely a dope album cut. Definitely a dope, dope album cut. Okay, we got one more. No problem, man. Anytime, man. Keep sending the music. We got a good friend of the show. Well, actually, just a good friend in period. A guy I've been dealing with for years. DV Alias Christ, Summer in Brooklyn, featuring Jay Matthew. Let's get into it.
Ice cups full of Henny. It's the summertime. See, I was born in December, but the summer's mine. Sitting on the crate with the hammer. I'm smoking saute. Shoot us over dice in the summer. All in the hallway. Met with Christ. Jumped in the vet though. With a vessel.
Well, I recognize all that damn.
Like blesso. Bleeding red toe. Shining bright under these summer lights. See, I'm special. Heating up like June and July. Christ told me let's go. And I ain't changed shit I was doing. Cause I've been going hard. Of course, I've been me before. Music. Really, the world is yours. Went from sleeping in cars to condos in the sky. There's no place like New York in the summertime. New York.
Brooklyn get fly in the summertime. Brooklyn get loud in the summertime. Brooklyn get hot in the summertime. Ride in the summertime. Never ran cause it's do or die. Brooklyn get fly in the summertime. Brooklyn get loud in the summertime. Brooklyn get hot in the summertime. Ride in the summertime. Never ran cause it's do or die.
I put it down like I'm supposed to. B-R-O-O-K in the coaster. One force move, get close and I'ma roast ya. Don't fuck with poop butts, we get money, niggas. Ain't no fooling us, I'm holding up the torch. Flamethrower when I scorch, bringing the Joker, playing spades with you niggas taking books. Dirty looks to get you nowhere, but in the wheelchair. Still here and still fear till my eyes watch. Top spots here, I'm taking them. BK style, see Christ high.
Brooklyn get fly in the summertime. Brooklyn get loud in the summertime.
Brooklyn, you know, I be interviewing mad cats from Brooklyn, Brownsville, Smoother Hustler, DV Alias Christ, UG for Stellar Dwellers, my man Illa G. I mean, I know mad Brooklyn cats, but I gotta go with an okay, man. I hate to do it, DV. I've never given you anything less than a yay, but it's an okay. Even though it's got that Mobb Deep sample, drop a gem on them. I definitely recognize that. For all y'all hip hop heads, you definitely should have recognized the Mobb Deep sample, drop a gem on them. But it was okay. It was just, I don't know, something was missing from the beat. It didn't hit to me, man, like it should. Let's see. You know what? I'm going to save these for Saturday. We got a couple records. We're going to be interviewing Diesel from Rotten Rascals here soon. I just set up the interview today. We'll have him September 20th. And let's actually go through. Let's go through it right now. Just the schedule that we got. We got a bunch of interviews still lined up. We got Mr. Servon for No Limit this Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern on Live from Vietnam. We still got Cooley High August 16th. We still got Minnesota for Money Boss Players. We still got a Punchline from Punching Words. We had to reschedule that. We got Barbara Miles, also known as Barbara Mack. She's coming out with the documentary about JJ Fad, and we'll probably be interviewing JJ Fad soon. We still got Pace One lined up for an interview, and I just locked in Diesel from Rotten Rascals today, and we should have a couple more interviews that we're trying to book as well. So stay tuned for all that. Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern interviews. And if we got time, we usually do maybe a topic afterwards. Definitely excited to have Mr. Servon next Friday talk about all those crazy No Limit days and just how No Limit was like one of the biggest independent labels on the planet, if not the biggest. And they literally had, Master P had the best distribution deal ever. What was it, like 95-5 or something like that? And I think Cash Money ended up getting 90-10. And he paved the way for Cash Money as well. So that's going to be interesting, Mr. Servon, No Limit. I want to talk about Spotify for a little bit before I go. Spotify, man, is dead. Spotify has been dead for hip hop probably since day one. Like, hip-hop, this is the problem, one of the main problems with Spotify, man. Number one is you can't engage with fans on Spotify. There's no comments. No, like, if Spotify actually got it where you can comment, I think, on podcasts now, but they still don't got it where you can comment on music. If you can't comment, you can't direct message, you can't really engage. So that's one big problem. Another big problem is Spotify is the new FM radio, and they've been the new FM radio for a while. You know, we had Mickey Fax on here, and he was talking about, you know, you can't infiltrate these playlists because they only play trap or drill. So unless you're making trap or drill music, which trap or drill music is not, no way, no shape, no form would I ever consider trap or drill music as classic music. Would I ever consider it as feel good music? You know, and that's the thing, man. Like, we got to get back to the feel good music. That's the best music you could just possibly make, is just music that makes people feel good. Like, you know, when people driving to work in a car, they don't want like depressed, sad rap, the sad rap and shit. Like, they want feel good, man. At least I would, you know, because you got to go to your little crummy ass job, work your 9 to 5, not getting no raise. Not getting no promotion. No, you hate your job because you're not you're probably not doing something that you love to do. Like, I get paid to promote music for a living. I mean, that's what's not to love about that? What's not to love about getting paid to promote music for a living? I've been doing it for the last 13 years. I don't wake up and say, oh, I have to promote music today. No, I wake up and say, I get to promote music for the day. So back to Spotify. You can't infiltrate the playlist. You know, you got to get a certain amount of traction before they even add you to Rap Caviar. And that's the only one that's really significant. Like, none of the other genre playlists are big as Rap Caviar. Hip hop also is 80% of bots. Now, follow me. 80% of bots come from one genre. One genre. And that genre is hip hop, rap music. So, first of all, rap music is not only the most fugazi music on the planet, because rappers are rapping about shit they don't even fucking do for real life. The numbers are fake and phony. That's why you see all these rap tours. Like, if you noticed, most of these tours that get canceled are the rap tours, because the numbers don't add up. Because they're botting. You know, they're making up for 80% of the bot plays. That means all other genres only count for 20%, which means they're typically more organic and more about building fans one by one. When you get into rock, pop, country, and all these other genres, they care. They're more conscious about what list they're getting added to. Rap artists, they're just like, yo, how many plays am I going to get out of this? They don't care. They don't care. Like, it. Because that's the thing. You got people like, you know, if this was the 90s, most of these unsigned artists wouldn't make a single penny off of their music. But streaming has made them feel validated, where they can make, you know, $4 for every little 1,000 people that listen to it. But half the time, it's not even 1,000 people. It might have been 10 people and then 990-something bots. So now you got the AI bots out there too. So you got AI bots adding songs randomly. You got random playlisters that add songs randomly, you know. And when you were pitching a record, like, people, you know, if a random playlist adds somebody that you didn't pitch to, who's gonna get blamed if the song gets removed? Not that random song. They're gonna go to the person that they paid to pitch, because they don't know no better. They don't know that there's AI playlists out there, there's random playlisters out here. They'll add you for a few days, give you what I call a tester boost, a little booster, and, you know, you'll get like maybe a quick few 100,000 plays, and then you'll see like, oh, I got plays from this playlist. Then you'll be trying to get back on the playlist, and when you go, they're gonna be charging you like $60-$70 to get on the playlist. Then they're gonna say the playlist plays in like McDonald's and Starbucks and things of that nature, when they play like satellite radio and stuff like that. They don't play some independent playlist that nobody knows. And another thing is, independent playlisters are not influencers. That's why they're called playlisters, and not influencers. Independent playlisters, besides Simon Fields, I think it is his name, they don't have no influence. Independent playlisters have no influence whatsoever. And cats always be talking about, yeah, you know, we get plays from the algorithms. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. Because if you think you're just adding mainstream songs to the playlist and it's just getting plays just because, that's bullshit. You know? And I know the guy that had the biggest hip-hop and R&B playlist some years ago on Chartmetrics, and I know for a fact that he was botting his playlist. He was botting his playlist. I ain't going to say his name and put him on Front Street, but he was botting his playlists. We argued and debated about, like, you know, how aggressive he was doing it. Because that's the thing. Even when you do bots, it's like everything else. There's a right way and there's a wrong way. There's a right way and a wrong way. You know, and aggressive bots isn't the right way to bots. Like, people, like, this is the thing. Bots were invented with a purpose. You know, like, for example, like, if you just start a Twitter account, you know, yesterday, well, it's going to take you a while to get to that 1,000 followers. Because the only way you could do it typically is you're going to have to follow about 3,000-4,000 people, and maybe 1,000 will follow you back. But it, you know, it almost makes more sense to just buy 1,000 followers, start pumping out content, and then let organic kick in after that. Because this is the thing, like, people ain't gonna go follow an account that only has 3, 4, 5 followers. You know, you create a new Facebook fan page, the main thing you got to do out the gate is invite all your friends there. Because if you don't invite none of your friends there, you can post all the content you want, man. Getting followers to it is not going to come as easy as you think. Because Facebook, you can't do follow for follow on Facebook. That don't work. Usually it's follow for follow on Instagram, follow for follow on Twitter. You know, even YouTube, follow, subscribe for subscribe. That doesn't work. You know, when you artists out here doing follow for follow, that's the dumbest thing ever, because none of y'all really follow each other. Y'all just click the follow and y'all never engage. Like, having followers means nothing if they're not engaging with the content. It's all about engagement. It's not about followers. It's about engagement. And you can't engage on Spotify. You can't comment. You can't infiltrate the playlist. All majority independent playlisters. I'm telling, when I say the majority independent playlisters, I would think about at least 80% of the independent playlisters are using bots. They said 80% of bots are made up from one genre. I'm going to go on a limb here and say 80% of independent playlisters are using bots. And it's probably more closer to 90%. And we do know major artists and labels use bots. We just saw Megan Thee Stallion lose 30-something million plays. And that's the thing. They're not going to remove Megan Thee Stallion off of Spotify. They'll just remove the plays. But little Joe Schmo like me or you, you know, MC No Name, MC We Never Heard of You, the band that nobody ever heard of, oh, yeah, they're going to remove your shit quick, like, in a hurry. They'll keep your royalties, which is illegal, but they know that you ain't going to go, you know, get a lawyer for $200 worth of royalties that they owe you. Because, I mean, you're going to spend more of a lawyer trying to get your $200, and they know that. You know, and now they're demonetizing your music if you don't get a certain amount of plays. And then they're going to, those royalties, they're gonna take your royalties and give them to other artists. Just give your royalties away. You know, so, and then they changed their terms of service. It used to be you can't pay for guaranteed placements. Now they're saying you can't pay a third party to promote your Spotify, period. That's why I literally took Spotify off of my site, because I don't want to be held responsible, even though we're doing real promotion. You know, we're doing discovery campaigns and everything. It doesn't matter. I could pull up videos and show you where people who've only advertised with Spotify, let me say this again, I've only advertised with Spotify, discovery campaigns, marquee campaigns, because first you could do discovery campaigns for free. Once you get to 50,000 listeners, then you could start paying for marquee campaigns. So they were paying for marquee campaigns and still had their music removed by Spotify. Why is that? Well, this is what I think. I don't think it had anything to do with them paying Spotify for the marquees. I think it had everything to do with random playlisters adding their music and having bots, and AI playlists adding their music and having bots. Because once again, you can't stop. I'm telling you, these random playlisters out there just randomly adding music every music releases every Tuesday. They're adding new releases of unsigned artists only. Give them a little teaser boost. Remove it off after a few days. You see, oh, I got 1,000 plays in like 3 days or a few hundred. How do I get back on this playlist? And you go, and then they're charging. It's all a scam. You know? And that saying that numbers never lie, that's a lie. Now that there's bots, numbers do lie. Numbers do lie. So Spotify is dead, man. And streaming is really dead, because you're not getting on. Even if you get on Apple playlist, it's not going to break your record. Spotify is not breaking no new music. Apple's not breaking new artists. None of these streaming platforms are breaking new artists. The platforms that artists are breaking on and breaking themselves are YouTube and TikTok. And then I would say probably Instagram, Facebook. I know artists that only advertise on Facebook, got over 10,000 fans, never tour, and make well over $100,000 a year off of their music. And make money teaching artists how to make money. And they do mainly Bandcamp, digital downloads, of their albums, their singles, and merchandise sales. Doesn't do no shows, tours. I'm talking about a family woman who husband literally quit his job and works for her, making sure, you know, they ship out product and whatnot, because they ship out physical product. And that's the thing. We got to get back to physical product. We got to get back to physical product. You know, we got to get back to, I think, cassettes, CDs. I think maybe flash drives with your music. Sell those physical. You know, a lot of artists need to focus on selling their merch before they can sell their music, because it's easier to sell merch, and the merch can sell the music, you know. Griselda blew up off the merch first, and then that sold the music. You know, so get to selling your t-shirts first, your box of cereal, your chips, whatever, man. Anything that's, I don't care if it's lighters, condoms, whatever. Put your face on it, put your brand on it, sell that, and while you're selling that, you be like, oh, yeah, we also got the music, you know? So, yeah, man. And that's another thing. Music, most artists aren't making it off of the music alone. The majority of artists are making it because they're flashy, they're weirdos, their antics, maybe their street cred, controversy, drama. I mean, like, DaBaby didn't make it off of his music alone. If DaBaby doesn't go to South by Southwest and wears a diaper, DaBaby, we're not talking about DaBaby like that. I worked DaBaby's 21 record, and he was literally signing, he was negotiating his deal when I got the final piece of the budget. Whatever I did had nothing to do with him getting on. He was already in there like swimwear, but that's because, shit, he done supposedly shot and killed somebody at Walmart in self-defense. That alone, like Josie Mo said, he got a cosign for the devil, and he went to South by Southwest wearing a diaper, man. What grown man, how many grown men will go to South by Southwest wearing a diaper? Raise your hands right now if you go to South by Southwest wearing a diaper. You see my hand ain't wool, right? It ain't up, right? You see my hand is not up. Yeah, numbers definitely lie in the age of the internet. They definitely do, Chili. So yeah, we gotta get back to, oh damn. Diesel, I didn't know you tuned in. You know what? I was going to do your joint next week, man. But I'm gonna go ahead and play your record right now. And I, you know what's crazy? I ain't even get my song of the day yet. I ain't get my song of the day yet. So yeah, we're gonna go ahead and play this dope record from Diesel, the Rotten Rascals. You see the logo, man. I'm over here running my mouth, man, about Spotify, you know, bamboozling artists and whatnot, got them brainwashed, make them feel validated because they getting their little crumbs and think now they think they could bake a cake with their little crumbs. All right, let's get into it. Diesel from the Rotten Rascals, dope.
This ain't something else. This is this.
Breezy, Diesel is dope, though. You know, though, you need me. Try and kick, sit, get the heebie jeebies. Diesel is dope, though. You know, though, you need me. Easy, I'm so cool, my flow breezy. Diesel is dope, though. You know, though, you need me. Try and kick, sit, get the heebie jeebies. Diesel is dope, though. You know, though, you need me. Paint the wall with your like graffiti, man. Tan you hotter than the sands of Tahiti. Heard of JKD. Homies call me Black Breezy, my Wing Chun. Punchings become off the easy old school. Saturday at 3, Channel 5 TV. Remember Tyson back in the day? Nobody could beat me. Could've kept it underground, but I'm way too greedy. Who succeed me? The success of my CD fee. Diesel is dope, though. You know, though, you need me. Lyrics to quote, though. Oh, for sure, believe me. Easy, easy, easy. Rotten Rascals, D-double-E-C. Oh, and just to let you jokers know, there's nobody out here really touching my flow. So where we at with it? Accurate. Yeah, right? Accurate. Ayo, easy. I'm so cool, my flow breezy. Diesel is dope, though. You know, though, you need me. Trying to kick, sit, get the heebie-jeebies. Diesel is dope, though. You know, though, you need me. Easy. I'm so cool, my flow breezy. Diesel is dope, though.
I'm gonna go with an okay, man. I'm gonna go with okay. Definitely. I like the beat. I like the beat. Definitely sounds like a nice little club beat and whatnot. But yeah, I want more. I want more. Please don't cancel the interview though, just because I gave you okay, Diesel, man. I got mad love for you. Just so you know, when I was on a run for the police, one of the three songs I had was that Rotten Rascals, Oh Yeah, the King T way out there, and it was a boogeyman song. I think it was called Super N-Word. So yeah, Rotten Rascals is very near and dear to my heart, man. It was one of the only records I had when I was on a run, but I'm gonna go with an okay on that one. That was Diesel, dope. My song of the day, I got to go with, is between Drasmatic and Pace One and Terminology and Acrobatic and Conflict. And I think I'm going to go with the Terminology too far with Acrobatic and Conflict, man. The beat was dope. The subject matter was mad dope where they were talking about COVID, the vaccinations. And I definitely want to go back and listen to that whole record and whatnot. So this is me in my white voice, as they said on that song. Terminology, Acrobat, and Conflict, Too Far is my song of the day. Runner up, I'm gonna go with Drasmatic featuring Pace One, and the name of that song is Any N-Words Wonder Why. And if you wonder why I didn't say the song title when I first played it, is because the N-word. All right, well, I appreciate everybody that tuned in. I'm going to be back probably Saturday. I'm going to probably move the music reviews from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays. And that'll give people time to get off of work, because some people still work on Saturdays. And I noticed, like, when we usually go in at 5, people start trickling in, like, around 5:30-ish, right before 6. So I'm going to move the Saturdays to 6 p.m. And if I go live on any weekdays, I'm going to go at 6 p.m. Also, make sure y'all go follow Paul Pickett Podcast. We got a bunch of bare knuckle interviews over there. Just interviewed Raymond Honky Kong Pell. Just had Howard H.D. Davis recently. We got Redneck Mandel interview, Ryan Reber, Marcus Suarez, Marcus Edwards, Kai Stewart, and a bunch of more stars out of BKFC Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. And I'm also doing my Monday movie reviews every Monday. So Saturday and Sunday, I watch a movie, typically an independent film, and I'll review it. And I'm not going to lie, man. The reviews have been taken off with these Tubi groups. You get to post in these Tubi groups, man. You get a lot of traction in these Tubi groups. So definitely check those out. My Monday movie reviews on Triple P Paul Pickett Podcast. I'll be going, you know, at least one day during the weekday, I'm going to start doing music reviews. If I start getting enough music reviews in, if I start getting like flooded with like, you know, 30 or more submissions a day, I'm going to start going every single day with these music reviews, except Fridays, because Fridays will always be for the interviews and topics if we do got time afterwards. So appreciate y'all tuning in. Keep sending the music live from Vietnam at gmail.com, MP3 only, and no streaming links. And make sure you send all your socials too. I got to get in here and tag up all these reviews. I'm like a week or two behind on tagging up these reviews, but when I get off here, I'm about to get up and start tagging in all these reviews. Make sure you send your socials. So when we post it to Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, in the works, we can tag you in all the social medias that you're on. Once again, my name is Paul Masson. Government name is Paul Pickett. Some of y'all might know me, owner of Promo Palace LLC, online market promotions. Also used to own Indie Castle Radio, which was an on-demand radio station. Urban Obsessions radio show back in the days on Podomatic. Yeah, I was podcasting way back in the days when cats didn't even know what podcast was, but that was when it was just audio podcasts and it was just like Podomatic. You know, we were interviewing cats like Guru. Rest in peace to Guru. When I was one of the last people to interview him, interviewed MC Light, Milk D, a lot of legends of hip hop like that. And I also used to run the Hip Hop Channel and Unheard Radio as well. So I've wore every hat that you could possibly wear in the music business, except like DJing and producing. But as far as radio, I've done radio for over a decade. I actually done some celebrity bookings as well as a booking agent, but I got out of that because that's a very, very shady business. That's the most shadiest part of it. If the music business is shady, that's the shadiest part of the music business, is the shows, because of these janky promoters that you got out here. You got dudes that just be in over their head with these shows. So once again, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Live from Vietnam Music Reviews. And don't forget, we got Mr. Serv on this Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.